This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday shooting in the subway in New York City has more details. At least 23 people were injured, including 10 who were shot. The shooter fired his gun at least 33 times before it jammed. 62-year-old Frank James is wanted for questioning, as the U-Haul van he rented is believed to be the getaway vehicle. It was found in Brooklyn hours after the shooting. In an attempt to save voiceless lives, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Tuesday signed a bill that makes it illegal to perform abortions in the state, except in medical emergencies. Penalties up to $100,000 in fines and 10 years in prison is the consequence. Opponents are calling it a push towards white supremacy. Talcott Camp from the National Abortion Federation on Reuters.com.
I think it is part and parcel of a sort of, retrograde push back toward white supremacy.
USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
At least 23 people were hurt Tuesday after tornadoes touched down in Bell County, Texas. The damages range from down power lines to trees and buildings being upended and turned into rubble in many areas. Bell County, Texas is between Waco and Austin, Texas on Highway 35. Leaders in the Biden administration cannot figure out if Russia is using chemical weapons or not in Ukraine. Tim Berg reports.
The United States can't confirm reports that Russia may have deployed chemical weapons in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol.
We had credible information that Russian forces may use a variety of riot control agents, including tear gas mixed with chemical agents.
So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Blinken calling it an issue of great ongoing concern. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Newly released top-secret documents have been published revealing details of a mysterious object that exploded in space about 8 years ago. The fireball was spotted over the southwestern Pacific Ocean north of Australia. It's now been confirmed as an interstellar object. The rock measurement was only a foot and a half wide, but was hurling towards Earth at a speed of 130,000 miles per hour. Russia has signed on to a number of international agreements saying that it has eliminated its stockpiles of chemical weapons and that they would never use them because they've gotten rid of them. That's why former U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands, Pete Hoekstra, on Newsmax last night says that the United States should investigate reports of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine.
Well, what I see first is the fog of war. We really don't know exactly what's going on or what happened last night with this drone and potential attack. The second thing that we would see, if it really was an attack using chemical weapons, Russia has signed on to a number of international agreements saying that it eliminated its stockpiles of chemical weapons, that it would never use them because it has gotten rid of them. If it was shown that these are chemical weapons, it shows the lie that Russia is, that it actually still has stockpiles, which makes it very different than what happened in Syria, where the Russians, You know, they probably facilitated and approved Syria using chemical weapons.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got the one and only, no baloney, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. Hey, Mr. James, happy Holy Week to you. How are you, sir?
Oh, blessed Holy Week to you. It's more important than ever. What a wonderful time.
You know, interesting you should say more important than ever. I've had that sense as well. There's just something, I don't know what's going on, you know, in the heavenlies and the spiritual realm, but I just have this sense that there's going to be something real special in this Holy Week. And I got to tell you, Holy Week, ever since I was an altar boy in Catholic school early on, has always been a real special time for me, because it gives us a chance to get that true reset on our spirituality and to be thankful for what God has done for us in sending Jesus and what Jesus did for us in going to the cross. I mean, here we are, a bunch of knuckleheads sinning like crazy and stuff, but Jesus, you know, says, no, I'm still in. God says, hey, I'm still in. The Holy Spirit is still in. I mean, it is, there's just so much to be thankful for as we, you know, progress, you know, from Palm Sunday, where, you know, the crowds are out, you know, cheering Jesus on, and who was to know a week later that it would be the same crowds that would say, crucify him.
Well, I agree with you. I think that there, first of all, there's a reason that the Easter season is the holiest time of the year for Christians, and it coincides with the holiest time for Jews as well, Passover. Right. And there's a reason for that. And I think that could be a great message for pastors and priests to say, Jesus died for you knuckleheads. Because we're all knuckleheads in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we all have sinned. We're all wrongdoers. And Easter is for us to reflect on the incredible suffering that the most powerful being in the universe endured. It's almost unfathomable. Mm-hmm. And giving up all, meaning life itself, and doing it out of love for humanity, for his creation, but for you as an individual. Mm-hmm. And it's something. It's so difficult to grasp that it takes an entire lifetime or beyond, which is why we believe in eternal life.
Right.
But there's something about going through the steps of Holy Week and leading up to Easter Sunday, which is the central focus of the faith, celebrating the resurrection, which we do every Sunday. Mm-hmm. But on Easter Sunday, it's for the day that actually occurred. And, you know, as St. Paul wrote in the scripture, that is the central part of the faith. Without that, everything else fails.
Mm-hmm.
It is the
exactly.
resurrection. It brings us to new life. It brings us ultimately to eternal life. and all of the principles that civilization has been built on is based on these Judeo-Christian concepts and the amazing set of values that, unfortunately, right now, we know, that's why I think this Holy Week is very special, but that every single one of those values that the enemy is attacking, and I say the enemy, I'm not just talking about these ultra-leftists, the woke enemies. I'm not just talking about organizations, globalist organizations, and communist organizations that seek the destruction of the family. I'm talking about spiritual enemies, which are behind all this, which are unseen, which are evil.
And you have this sense, James, that they sense their time is drawing nigh, and they're freaking out because the clock, the prophetic clock that takes us to the final chapter of Revelations and into eternity, it's just a matter of seconds, it would seem like, before we hear the gong. And the spiritual enemies are sensing this as well. They know their time is drawing nigh, and as a result, you know, the chaos is abounding. We see what's happening on television every night with Ukraine, Uyghurs, forced abortions on Uyghurs, you know, things that are happening in other nations in Africa and that, and the religious persecution that is intensifying. And we were told that as we started to get closer and closer to the second coming of our Lord and Savior, that the persecutions would intensify, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the moral chaos would intensify.
Yes.
Speaking about the time of Noah is the way the scripture talks about it, because we've never seen, actually in the state I'm in right now, California, there are people in the California legislature that are sponsoring a bill that's going through the process. I don't believe this bill will be passed, but just the fact that someone would be evil enough or be possessed by evil to think of a bill like this, and by the way, it's blatantly unconstitutional, one of many weird bills in California, but this one says that a woman has the right to choose 28 days beyond the birth of a child.
Wow.
Now, that we have never seen that kind of blatant evil manifest itself in proposed law of a state of the United States of America. But
you had a governor that was pretty darn close in agreeing that you offered post-abortive comfort care. This was the governor of Virginia, remember, not that long ago.
Right.
And which even
That's
before
right.
that, you had Kermit Gosnell saying, look, you guys are down on me, but let me tell you what I'm doing is it's just a matter of time before you accept it and you realize that I'm innocent. This is how perverted this has become, to your point. But go ahead and finish.
Yeah, it is. And as a matter of fact, there may be a Kermit Gosnell sequel happening in Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
I found these terrible, horrible remnants of fully developed babies that have been killed in the most merciless way. And now we have essentially the authority, which is, in fact, the D.C. mayor, because D.C. is like a state, and
they're even protected. They're in some cases they're even better than a state because they're their own entity. They're like the Vatican in some sense, James.
Yeah, right. But in any way, they won't investigate the potential murder of these children, but they're going to investigate, they say, a pro-life woman who was able to preserve these bodies so that they could have a Christian burial and so they could be looked at as evidence. So it's just, but it's just all of these things that we see in the area of life, we see it in economics, we see it in the media with the deception and the lying and the absolute abysmal denial of truth. It is very prophetic. It is amazing.
Exactly. But we got James. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, a conversation with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, continues. James, I wanted you to finish your thought in terms of, how chaotic this world has become and how I believe reasonable people are being forced to acquiesce to a small minority of the culture that wants to promote death over life.
Oh, yeah, it's just the promotion of death over life has accelerated to a level of blatant disregard of moral laws and even civil laws that have been embraced by particularly Western civilization, but people all over the world forever. And it has to do also with this attack on children. You know, one thing that all societies, no matter where they are, instinctively believe in is the principle of protecting children,
yes.
Protecting especially small children who are innocent, and in many cases, they need us for everything. And so this whole situation with the Florida law protecting parental rights and the innocence of children and the destruction of the values that Walt Disney built at Disney have created, as so many of these outrageous moral things, have created a response from people of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the interesting things that happened out here in Burbank at the Disney headquarters was a spontaneous gathering of a large group of people to protest Disney. And this guy who's he's just become a national Christian leader, Sean Fucht.
Yes, right.
He's a guy that was a worship leader at Bethel, the Bethel Church. He's a young musician, but he is leading, and he did this thing at Burbank. He announced he's going to do it in Anaheim. He's going to go down to Orlando. He will not give up because he has kids, and he's got, you know, the ability. He's proven it. He's done these worship events during the lockdown in 2020, and in many of them, he drew tens of thousands of people. They came for a combination of reasons. One, first of all, they came to worship.
Yes.
And it's a revival movement that he's founded. But second, they're coming to be active, to take action, to as these Moms for Liberty, this group that sprang up in response to the schools and the CRT, there is a coalition of people that is, you know, it makes the Tea Party look tiny. It is of all political persuasions back and forth. Yesterday in Los Angeles, Bill, they had a rally to get rid of all mandates, masks, vaccines, lockdowns. 30,000 people in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Showed up.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, and so there's something happening, and you know, and people are sensing it. You know, Fauci's come back out again, and he's talking about doom and gloom in the fall, and we got to bring back the masks and all the stuff.
Just in time for the midterms, by the way.
Well, of course, it's the midterm variant that we knew was coming for the mail-in ballots. But I think there's such a large segment of the public that just sees through all this now. And this combination of outrages that have been done, I really believe that America is going to make sure that they speak very loudly at the ballot box, not just when we're talking about taking over the Senate and the House and that sort of thing, but at the school board level,
yes,
at the mayoral level, at the dog catcher level. I mean, every level. I think it's just activated people. And there have been prayer, all kinds of prayer events. One recently was organized by the Catholic Church, a consecration of Russia and Ukraine that followed the dictates of Fatima. But it happened spontaneously all over the world in churches of all denominations. They all prayed for peace at the same time. And people did, you know, I know it's hard for people to believe that prayer actually changes things in the real world. But if we look historically, even in modern history, there's all kinds of examples of how it did change.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact,
yeah, you have a disconnect from it. If, yeah, exactly. You have a disconnect from how prayer changes things if you have not utilize the power of prayer. But for those who have seen miracles, like you said, you know, and look back in history and say, well, how does a bunch of farmers take on the strongest military on the planet at the time and become its own American idea? But for the hand of God that even George Washington had to acknowledge, right?
Oh, absolutely. And people, you know, there's all kinds of writings where people stumbled on Washington on his knees in prayer. This is a country built on prayer. And so it's happening again. And these examples of people gathering to pray, and I guess we'd say pray and protest.
Exactly.
They're praying and protesting at the same event. Well, there's a power there. It's a force to be reckoned with. People that are self-identified Christians in this country are still around 70%. And then you add people of faith who from other denominations who have the same values. It's a sizable majority and a power that is coming, I think, rising up in a revival. And obviously the next time they're going to be heard in terms of the ballot box, I mean, they're going to be heard in these primaries that are happening now, but in November. And I think in November, we're going to have some profound changes in this country.
Well, and you're exactly right, James, and God was real clear in terms of the prescription, and I've reminded pastors of this. For a while, they would often quote 2 Chronicles 7:14, and here, recently, that seems to be omitted. They seem to have forgotten that, and I said, look, it's still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. God was clear. It says, if my people, who are called by my name, we shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. This is God's, you know, action plan. Here we are in the midst of all this chaos. We know that we can't handle it. We do not have the wherewithal. We do not have the leadership in government. We've been looking in all the wrong places for a solution and an answer. And again, we're reminded this Easter Sunday that God gave us the answer. And he also has told us in his word, if we will but humble ourselves and realize, get out of our own way and out of our own arrogance and realize that we're not in charge, that he's in charge, and that we need his forgiveness. And we need to reconcile ourselves to God. If we do that, God is faithful as he's always been faithful to forgive us our sin and heal our land. James, I'll tell you, this is why I believe that this Easter season, there's going to be something special. And as you cited with Sean Foyt and these others who have come forth in worship and in prayer to Almighty God, that is a powerful force that the left and progressives and any kind of political force on this plane cannot withstand, without a doubt. James Herson, have yourself a joyful Holy Week and the most happiest of Easter. May it be your best ever. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you so much, and the same to you and your family and your listeners.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5%. 5% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday shooting in the subway in New York City has more details. At least 23 people were injured, including 10 who were shot. The shooter fired his gun at least 33 times before it jammed. 62-year-old Frank James is wanted for questioning as the U-Haul van he rented is believed to be the getaway vehicle. It was found in Brooklyn hours after the shooting. In an attempt to save voiceless lives, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Tuesday signed a bill that makes it illegal to perform abortions in the state, except in medical emergencies. Penalties up to $100,000 in fines and 10 years in prison is the consequence. Opponents are calling it a push towards white supremacy. Talcott Camp from the National Abortion Federation on Reuters.com.
I think it is part and parcel of a sort of, retrograde push back toward white supremacy.
USA Radio News.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent. Okay, a little bit hungry, just for fun. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. George Barna joins us now. He's the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Mr. George, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, our next topic here is, this is on the parents. We're confusing the heck out of our kids because we're not practicing what we're preaching.
Yeah, I mean, what the research is showing us is that, not only don't the huge majority of parents of preteens in America have a biblical worldview, but we tend to say one thing and then do another, not recognizing that our children grow a lot because they watch us, they observe, and then they imitate. And so right now they're pretty much confounded by their parents' lifestyle because there's so many contradictions between what they say they believe or their children should believe and how they actually live. So really we're kind of setting our children up for failure.
You know, when you think of the Old Testament warnings of how we were to remind our children constantly, several times throughout the day, we were to remind ourselves and our family members of God Almighty and His beneficence. And we have moved away from that. We have found ourselves to be more of the world than to be in the world.
Yeah, and we see that a lot in our research in a lot of different ways. I mean, we know that most of the parents of preteens in America don't believe in the God of the Scriptures. And in fact, most of the preteen parents in America don't believe that the Bible can be trusted as God's accurate, reliable words to show us how to live, tell us how to live. So, yeah, when you take all of that out of the equation, it's only natural that we're going to be setting up bad examples for our kids.
Well, and look what's happening. Look at the suicide rate. Look at how many kids are dying from addiction and opioid and fentanyl and on, the massive destruction that's happening within this next generation. And true to God's warning, we're seeing that, but we are ignoring. I mean, God clearly said that my people perish for lack of knowledge, and that knowledge is the knowledge that comes from God. It's revelatory. But if we're not going to go to the Father for our knowledge, and we're going to rely on the culture for our information, what a mess, especially in this information age we live in now, George, that it's been said that we know a lot of what, but we don't know why.
Yeah, and Bill, as we look at the data, what we're finding is that, apropos to what you're talking about, a lot of today's preteen parents have kind of an unrealistic optimism about life. Now, that's part of the millennial generation, which is the largest share of the parents of our preteens. But, you know, what they're doing is they're trying to have a life where they're living it without God, they're living it without truth, they're living it without guidelines, and they believe that spiritual hope will somehow emerge. That's not how it works. We've got these young parents who are more likely to be believing and leaning upon things like Eastern mysticism and moralistic therapeutic deism than they are to be trusting God and His Word. So this unrealistic optimism that they have is, I think, leading them down the wrong path, and it's certainly setting their kids up for a big fall.
It's as if there's been this tectonic shift that's taken place here, which is just a matter of the timeline. I mean, when we were younger, George, if we missed the mark, we missed it by a little bit. But here we are, a generation down the road, and the mark that's being missed is much more grievous, and there is a more dire consequence that we can look forward to as we continue to ignore the principal warnings that God, you know, clearly spelled out for us. Am I misreading this?
No, I don't think so. You know, it reminds me of the old adage of, if an airplane takes off and it's only 1 degree off course, 3,000 miles later, it's nowhere close to where it thought it was going to be landing. And that's kind of what's been going on in our culture. With each succeeding generation, we're a few more degrees off course. And now we're at such a place where when we look at our younger generations, our children, even our young parents, they started so far off course that it's going to take a major course correction to get us anywhere close to where God would want us to be.
Is it going to take a judgment, George?
Well, you know, Bill, I mean, they talk about the fact that people tend to change when they experience pain. And so right now, most Americans don't feel that they have much reason to change who they are, how they think, the way they're living, what they're living life for. But, yeah, it may well be that the experience of God's judgment played out in various ways in our lives would be the thing that would bring us back to Him, recognizing that without Him, we've got nothing. You know, we find in this research that most parents don't even understand the most foundational reality, which is their purpose in life. Most of today's preteen parents say they don't feel that they have that kind of a purpose from God, a unique, chart-setting kind of purpose. And, you know, we as biblical Christians would say, well, that purpose is to know, love, and serve God with all our heart, mind, strength, and soul. Most
right.
Americans hear that, and they roll their eyes and say, that's not for me. And, you know, if you want to go that way, go ahead. And so you see them getting further and further off track.
Yeah. See, what that demonstrates to me, George, is what God has been showing me, and that is that we're buying too much into the things of the world. You know, eternity, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, ultimate freedom. I'm not talking about just, you know, joy here in the here and now. I'm talking about true freedom and the fullness of joy being realized not by the things of this world. It's impossible. The things of this world cannot give you that. Only God can give you that. And this is what we need to adjust. And parents, if you're hearing this, my prayer is that you will apprehend this and that it will touch your heart in such a way that you will realize that God is calling you to come back. In a sense, repent. And He is a forgiving and loving God that says, hey, look it, you know, I'm still in it. I am in it always on your behalf. Come back where you belong. You need to make that radical turn. And there's no question you're going to feel a little bit like a salmon going upstream, because the culture is going with the movement that the culture is promoting right now. And it is away from God. It's not to God. Am I seeing that correctly, George?
Yeah, I believe so. And, you know, as I look at the data coming out of our surveys here with parents, I mean, we're finding that even the most basic things are not even close to biblical perspectives. We look, for instance, at people's ideas, their beliefs, behavior related to lifestyle and relationships. Only 4% of today's parents of kids under the age of 13 consistently think and act biblically in relation to these very basic lifestyle and relational realities. And, you know, when you look at things like sin or salvation or one's personal relationship with God, only 5% of the parents of young kids are thinking and acting consistent with biblical principles. Yeah, so we have a great opportunity here. You know, God wants us to correct our course. He's willing to help us, but we've got to take those steps.
Well, there's so much more in this research, you know, to break down and go in detail. And we're fortunate to have George Barna with us, and he'll give us more information on the other side of the break. So stay with us. George Barna, the professor of Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, will be back right after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Dr. George Barna continues with his new study that says Christian parents are inconsistent. Their inconsistent behaviors are sending mixed signals to confuse kids, and you can't blame them. George, what about the LGBTQ plus agenda that has permeated our culture? How are parents adding or taking away from the confusion that our kids are having regarding, you know, this very trendy issue?
You know, it's interesting, Bill. That's one of those areas where when we look at the research findings, we find that it's kind of symbolic of how parents are treating all of the hot or controversial issues in our world today. What we find is that most parents of young kids, they feel guilty trying to give their kids direction. They believe that it's inappropriate for themselves to impose their views. That's how they would see it. To impose their views about sexuality, about money, about fame, about relationships, about sexual behavior, you name it. They don't want to impose their views on their children because they believe that they're not perfect, that they don't know all there is to know, that there is no such thing as absolute moral truth. So they shouldn't really be suggesting anything to their children. And in addition to that, one of the common parenting strategies is to rely upon teachers and coaches and tutors and pastors and other people to be raising up their children for them as if those people know any better. Now, think about it. I mean, when you hire those kind of professionals and rely upon them, those people are going to impose their views. Why are their views any better than those of the parents, particularly when the scriptures say that it's parents' job, first and foremost, to be shaping the worldview and the lifestyle of their children. So, yeah, I mean, we're in an era of darkness where parents are simply trying to pass the buck, thinking, you know what? I don't know everything, so why should I even try?
Well, and it's no wonder the outrage over Florida's bill, the parental rights bill. I mean, who would have thought that having a parental rights bill that would say, look, it, when it comes to sex, I don't want you teaching my 4 or 5 year old about sex. It's inappropriate. And for that matter, all the way up until, you know, maybe they're 10, 11, the third grade. You know, and I was surprised they stopped at third grade because I think in many states it's even fourth grade before you start teaching anything that is what they might determine to be sexually appropriate. But even still, you know, to to subordinate that responsibility, that important key responsibility, to someone outside of the home that doesn't reflect your traditions or your values is extremely dangerous.
Well, you know, there are a couple of things that come to mind when you say that. One is that we also find that parents have the absurd notion, not all parents, but most of them believe that the kind of education that their children are receiving in public schools is values-free. Now, nothing could be further from the truth. Their children are being taught values. Whether they're the same values that the family believes in or not, it's a different issue. But let's recognize that values are being transmitted. Parents, by and large, are not paying attention to what those values are, and they're not doing much to repair any kind of damage that may be done by the values that are transmitted. The other thing that I think is terribly important that's coming out of our research here is that we're finding that even those parents who are attending Christian churches are not necessarily learning biblical values from their churches. So, for instance, we found that among the preteen parents who attend Catholic or mainline Protestant or traditionally Black Protestant churches, and that represents more than a third of all young parents who are attending churches, only 1% of those parents have a biblical worldview. They don't.
1%?
Yeah, 1%.
Wow.
And these are people who consistently attend services at those churches. So it naturally raises the questions about, whoa, what is being taught in those places if 1% of the parents have a biblical worldview? What's going to be given to their children? And what's being taught to those children who are attending those churches along with their parents? It's a pretty frightening scenario.
Who are they going to marry, George? I mean, if you've reduced the universe and the possibilities to 1% of like-minded, God-fearing people, what kind of marriage is in the offing for you?
Well, that's an interesting question, because in our research with young people, what we're finding is that they've pretty much abandoned the idea of marriage. You know, Marxism and some of the other non-biblical worldviews contend that marriage is something that actually harms you. It harms society. And so Marxism and other, you know, postmodernism and other kinds of worldviews are trying to move us away from marriage. And that line of reasoning seems to be catching on with young people. So when you say who they're going to marry, their answer, for many of them at least, millions of them, would be, oh, don't worry about it, I don't plan to get married. You know, they'll live with people, they'll have children, they'll play house, but they're not going to get married. They're not going to have any kind of biblical limitations on the relationships that they develop, which, of course, just facilitates bigger and deeper problems.
Wow. This is crazy. And you and I have been talking about biblical worldview from day one, George. I mean, this is going on, what, 12 years plus that you and I have been talking about the significance of biblical worldview, and back then it was 10%. And back then, even the pastors of churches, the senior leaders in churches, their inconsistency with a biblical worldview. And now here we are talking in terms of 1% of the parents. Well, I'll tell you, if this doesn't bring you to some shocking reality, and to your knees to seek God with all your heart, soul, and mind to right the ship here, I don't know what else it's going to take, because we're leaving our kids in an indefensible posture here. They will be victims of the culture. I mean, let's just say the likelihood of them becoming victims of the culture are highly increased, are they not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and for the folks who are listening, I mean, if you're a parent or a grandparent or a teacher, I mean, if you're somebody who can have influence on kids, you may be hearing this and, well, I don't know what the heck they're talking about, this worldview stuff. What does that have to do with it? You know, I spend most of my time researching worldview now, because after 40 years of research, I mean, I've pretty much researched everything. And as I'm in my waning years here in my career, I want to finish well. And so I try to sit back and say, well, what matters the most? And after spending months pondering that and looking through hundreds of research studies that I've done, the conclusion I came to is that the heart of the problem, the real root cause of the problems that we have in America today are worldview problems. And so we have to solve that worldview issue. So if somebody's listening and they're saying, you know, what is this, another academic discussion about worldview, philosophy of life? This stuff matters. Every decision that every person makes every moment of every day is based upon their worldview. So if you look in America, if you look in your household, if you look at your marriage, you look at your personal relationships, and there are problems, the problem stems from something related to worldview. So if you don't understand what worldview is, take the time to get to know what it is, because this is not just a game changer. This is the game itself.
Exactly. And George, remember what Jesus said about keeping the children from him. Why is it that Jesus, you know, in a very simple sentence, told the apostles, do not keep the children from me? I mean, that's one of those admonitions, I believe, that echoes through the millennia. And, you know, this worldview, I mean, what worldview do you want you yourself to have, much less your children to have? Is it on the truth, based on the truth of God, or is it based on, you know, the dynamic truth of the culture?
Yeah, and you know, one of the reasons I love that teaching from Jesus is that our research comes up and supports it in saying that, or in showing that a person's worldview is pretty much complete by the age of 13. So yeah, don't keep children back from Jesus. That's the time, literally, that they need him the most, as the worldview that they're going to carry with them through the remainder of their life is being shaped and formed and played out. Now, we'll refine it. We'll you know, do all kinds of things to that over the course of time. But pretty much, you die with the worldview that you had at the age of 13. So, yeah, it's critically important what we're going to do with our children.
Without a doubt. George, you told parents that they should feel guilty about imposing their views on their kids?
No. It's their job to impose their views. It's their biblical views. I'm not saying they should feel guilty. I'm saying they come into this feeling guilty because that's how the culture wants them to feel. The culture wants to raise their children, and it's working. The government and the media and the schools and other places of authority have pushed parents aside and said, don't worry about it. We'll take care of the job. We'll raise your kids for you. We know what we're doing. We're the paid professionals. We're the experts. When in point of fact, God says, no, that's not how it's supposed to be. I give you these children as my gift to you, and I expect you to raise them up to know me, to love me, to serve me for the rest of their life. But that's not going to happen unless you do your job with them. Yes, impose your views, because those should be my views. You should be getting them from my word.
Exactly. George, got to leave it there. Where can they go for more information?
CulturalResearchCenter.com. Everything is there. You can download it. It's all free. Read it. Use it. Get on it.
He's the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, Dr. George Borna. Thank you, George. Take care. God bless.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi.